We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and I'm excited to welcome to the program first my co-host, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series, CEO of Seniors Publishing and Hollow Man Publishing. How are you, Paul? And I know you're excited about our guest today.
Yeah, very excited. We're lucky to have Luke Barnett today. He is actually the author of the Galactic Core series, which we're excited to hear about. And he's also a graphic designer and a plain old storyteller, right? So tell us a story there.
How did it start for you?
Thanks for having me on, guys. So tell us a story, tell you a story. So I've been telling stories since I was in grade school, and I've always just loved it, and sci-fi and fantasy in particular. So I decided one day, I was like, I'm going to write a novel. And that was the start of things.
And then when you wrote that novel, did you feel it's something you wanted to do more of after you got the bug?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'd written short stories already, and I just decided, you know what, I'm going to make a series. And then I got into sci-fi and started writing that series, and I just keep getting more and more ideas and want to write them all.
See, that's the hardest part, is how to really monetize that when you write so many books. I mean, I'm out the time. I haven't written a book yet, but I've done over 10,000 podcasts. So I guess that's where I put my time into things. But let's kind of go right now into specifically the process. How long does it take you to write a book?
If I really push myself, I can do it in 3 months. I can do like an 80,000 word 3 months. My first
how many
book.
Hours? How many hours?
How many hours? Ooh. So let's see. See, 3 times 30. Three times 20, I'd say. So that's 50 hours, probably.
50 hours is not bad to write a.
That's great.
That's how do you do that? That's knocking things out for sure.
Oh wait, I'm sorry. That would be 1 month. No. Okay, so that's probably 150 hours. So that makes more
150
sense.
150 sounds a little bit better for a project.
Yeah.
That line of writing a book for that many pages. And how do you get your creativity going and your juices, especially with sci-fi? What do you take some of your ideas from growing up in sci-fi?
Oh, Star Wars, Star Trek, Outlaw Star, Firefly, pretty much you name it. I've watched it and just cramming it all in. It's just a ton of fun. It's just me playing in the sandbox with my action figures just on a page.
And that's the fun part about it. How have you built some fans that really like to just can't wait till your next book comes out that you kind of have dialogue with and stuff? Because it's so important as authors to have those fans that you talk to and stuff.
Absolutely. I've had a couple of local people that really enjoy my books. And I've still trying to build that fan base, but I'm really excited to interact with my fans as much as I can.
Because that's the part. It's the fans. It's the thing. But sci-fi is so popular and in so many ways, and your series, so you take all these different ideas, do you kind of like start going back watching some sci-fi to get some ideas to put stuff together?
Oh yeah, so like one series I've never watched is Babylon 5, and I keep hearing so many great things about it. I want to go back and watch that and see, okay, how do they do space battles, how do they handle this aspect or that aspect, and just really learn from the people who've done it well before me.
I had a Trekkie on a star. I've had a few Star Trek stars on my show, and the guy who created the Klingon language was on my show at one point as well. So cool. I'm trying to go back to those things, but Star Wars is my jam, and
yeah.
I like the six. I mean, it's great what Disney's doing. It just takes time to catch up all the stuff, right? They just creating stuff. It was so good. I don't know. I still am the fan of the originals, right? Watch those.
Yeah. Yeah. The originals were the best. And I wasn't a big fan of the prequels and definitely not a fan of the sequels, but I love the universe. I love the magic and the sword play and honor and all that stuff. Just it's a fun place to play in.
Exactly. And that's okay. All right. So ultimately, looking at what do you have a new book coming out? What's your latest book out? Tell us the latest book.
The latest book is The Dark Weight of Justice. It is the third in the Galactic Core trilogy. I'm currently writing the fourth book. That's not out yet. But the third book is a longer book in the narrative and really deals with the theme of revenge and how that can disguise itself as justice and the different paths one can take if one chooses or chooses not to pursue revenge.
And that's the key thing. And you look at things. And sci-fi is becoming sci-fact. How do you feel about that?
Oh, it's amazing. It's just cool to see some of the stuff that even I've written about coming to reality, knowing I didn't have the influence on it, but just seeing like, oh wow, they're actually making foldable screens now. it's just amazing to see some of that stuff come out, and then addressing some of the concerns and the real life issues that come up, how they would be addressed 300 years in the future.
And you think about now, AI is the first one, and then space. Yep. Those two areas are really hitting the sci-fi hard. The more you look at iRobot and look at how maybe C-3PO and R2-D2, we have that now, or other ways that you're asking computers. And then space, we're going to be there soon.
Yeah.
Does it excite you as a sci-fi guy?
Oh, yeah. It's really interesting to see what they're doing with SpaceX and people talking about colonizing the moon, Mars. Colonizing Mars. It's just
moon's very soon, 5 years.
Yeah. You believe it? Is that what they're saying? 5 years? Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, and then the other, go figure, man. You got to be futurists. And so what you're writing now is going to become sci fact. So where can we go purchase your books? Where was the best place?
You can go to Amazon. You can find all my books there. Hopefully the next one will be out in the next year. And you can continue the saga.
Perfect. And you have a website for people to go check you out?
I do. It's under construction, so it's not the best, but it's there, and you can check stuff out. It's luketbarnett.com.
All right. Fantastic. And follow you on socials. I appreciate it, Luke. Thanks for stopping.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.